Okay, this is Perek Chaf Dalet in Hilchos Kalim. Now the Rambam is going to discuss things made out of hide, of leather, and their status insofar as contracting tumah is concerned. So he starts off in Lacha Aleph, Eilu Oros Mistamim Medrash. So these are the hides that can contract tumah from a zav. Remember, that's where a zav sits on it, for example. Or Shechashav Alav, so hide that was intended to use, what do you call it, as for carpet, L'shticha. Or and also hide that's placed on top of beds to sleep upon it. Also hides that are placed on the what they call it, on the back of a donkey to support whatever you're carrying on it. And that's basically hide that's put in a basket that a baby's in. Or a carve or a kesses. So that's hide that's used for a pillow, for a cushion. Also, a hide that's placed on a table during eating or under the table during eating, Kadesh Yiplu Lava Piruin, so that all the, what do you call it, crumbs will fall upon it, Neshu Nishan Allah Baragla, because what do you call it, because you put your feet on it. But or the ode, Shechoger Nofates Apishtan Allah Be'eshan Nofates. And also, what do you call it, that is hide that's also that a potter wears. So these are also a certain in certain fields that hides that are worn by people who use flax or hide that what do you call it are used by other business people when they put something over their shoulder. Okay, and finally you have the hide that's used by a doctor that he puts on his knees when he's popping people's boils. All these things are susceptible to tumah for one simple reason. Because people will sit upon these things. Okay, so now these are the ones that don't. So you have hide that's placed over a child's heart, so that when he, it's like a bib basically, so that when he drools, the drool will not destroy his clothing. But so too, that's hide that you put over your chest because of what they call it during the harvest. And hide that's sewn into what do you call it into a chest or a tougher excuse me onto shirts or a tougher and that's a hide that's put that's sewn to a chest that you store clothes in. So all these things and so these are all what do you call it excuse me these are all susceptible to tumah because you can turn them over and once you turn them upside down they can actually be used to as something to sit upon. Halacha beis kol aros hamistamos the medrash ena mistamen atchiyev and kashir chamishu tovachem mishavachem. So we've seen this before. This type of principle: any piece of hide that contracts tumah from a zav, it only does so if it is at least 5 tvachim by 5 tvachim. Ve'ilu orosh ena mistamen medrash. Now these are the hides that do not contract tumah by a zav or shechoger sorek katzemer be'eisha sorek. This is a hide that a person combs wool with. What do you call it? That he wears while combing it. Ve'or shelofek vo hatzemer hasorek. That's hide that's wrapped around what do you call it around a certain type of wool. The or shalofef bo ha'argaman, also hide that's wrapped around purple wool, purple thread. Bora topher shenichah ba'argaman, and again a similar type of thing. Or a hide that's used to put argaman the purple cloth in. B'kulam istam mishar tumos. But however, all these things, even though they're not susceptible to tumos medrash because they lack sitting slash sleeping on qualities. They are able to contract other types of tumah. So hide that's used to make a cover for a kli is tahor from everything. But if it's made as a cover for weights, it can contract other types of tumah. Because it's made as a receptacle, but it would not contract tumah from a zuf. Let's say hide's meant to protect my heel or the sole of my foot. Im chofas rov regel, if it covers most of the foot, mistame, it contracts tumah. Vim lav tahor, if not, it is tahor. L'chei minal sha'al ha'imum. So that shoe, let's say it's still on the thing that makes creates the form of the shoe. Avi shadayin shalo lav sha'adam, even though a person didn't actually wear it yet. Harizem mistame medras, it does contract tumah zav. Shagavar nigram malachta, because we could say the shoe is been completed. L'chavav. Kol or haroyli stam and medras. So anytime hides are able to contract tumah from a zav, veino chasim alacha hamachshava mitumaso, and it is not lacking any action or intent. What do you call it? Excuse me, veino chasim alacha. It's not acting. It's not missing any piece of work that's required to finish it. Hamachshava mitamaso. So my intent can make a contractumma. And if my intent was to make it into, let's say, a mat for a table, then it can contract tumma from a zav. But if it is lacking any malacha, any action yet to complete it, so my intention doesn't mean anything until I actually finish making it. Or except for these a hide shemachatim bo's America that's used to cover a saddle, mivnei ha'avak that for protect it from dust, shemachshavim elasbo, because my intention does assist it, so to speak. Abish lo nigmar malachta, even though it hasn't been completed yet. Medvar morim, when does this apply? But oros balabayis, this applies to hides that are owned by the average private citizen. About oros ha'avdon shesasim al machira, but let's say hides owned by a person who makes leather. We can assume they're made for sale. So my intention is not cause them to contract tumma. Until I do an action to them. And I prepare them to be sat upon. A person does not impart tumma's zav either by sitting or lying on something. That's not, doesn't belong to him. It's his thing. Gazal Meshka, let's say he stole something to that you sit on, Bidaris Alav, and he sat on it or wrote or I was lying on it, below Nagia without actually touching it, Tar, then this Yashua Bailam Tame. But if the Bailam gave up on it, the owners gave up on never getting it back, then it is Tame. Gunna of Mishkav, let's say he stole a surface that you lie on, the Yashav Alav, and he sat on it, Tame. Shechaz Kaso Shinis Yashua Bailam. We assume that the owners gave up hope. Shana Yodim Migan, well, they don't know who stole it. Yashua, but if I know for a fact that the owners did not give up on it yet, then it's still Torah. Or that's why if someone did steal hides, and he thought about sitting on it, so that intent does help, and it therefore contracts tumas from azav. About Gazan in Machshavasamalas, but the robber who steals it brazenly from the person. His intent doesn't help. Elim kenis yashu b'alim, only if the owners gave up on it. Alachres or shenitma b'medrus. Let's say high contracts tuma from azav v'hiskel l'koro ritzios, and the owner started tearing leather straps from it. Harehu b'tumaso, it's still tame achi matenu pachos b'chamisha tvachem, until it gets to the point of being smaller than 5 by 5 tvachem. Okay, alachatess kolkli or any kli that's made out of high shenitma b'medrus that gets tame through azav. Okay. Vishino and I change it to a different type of kli. Imshino me pashut lepashut. So if I change it from one flat kli to another flat kli, harehu b'tumaso, it stays in the status of being tame. Shino me pashut mekaba, but let's say I change it from flat to being receptacle or mekaba lepashut or vice versa. Tahor. When it comes to clothing, everything is tame. So ketzad. So what does that mean? Achimas sha'asa shatiach. Let's say I took a leather drinking pouch and I converted it into a rug, or vice versa, tar. But if a leather drinking pouch was tame from a zav, baso tormil, and then I made it into like a different kind of pouch, or tormil shasal chemus, or vice versa, then harei hein medras kishahayu, it still retains the status of being tame from a zav. Lachiyud, kar shal beged. So let's say a pillow made in a cloth, shenitma medras, that contracts tame from a zav, baso sudden. And I made it into a cloak of sudden shazal kar, vice versa, keses, beget shasal mitpachas mitpachal keses, or clothing that I made into a cover or vice versa, harehim medras kishayu, it's retained the status of being tame from azav. Lachirav, kilim sheikar asiyas on the Kabbalah meshkav, ke'echad. Okay, so let's say you have certain vessels that you make that are there, they function both as a receptacle and to be sat or lied upon. Kigona karim, aksasos, like for instance, pillows and cushions and sukkin or sacks, vam rutsofen. And other types of bags, im niftachu, right? So if they are damaged, apichit taharo, milistame, bemeis, vishartumos, main sheinichon lakabel. So even though, technically speaking, at that point, they're tahor from contracting tumma from a dead body or for other types of tumma because they can no longer receive items. Hariyam istam medras, shari adainim ruli medras. They still are considered tame from azab because they can still be sat upon and lied upon. About kem sheikras, they also in the Kabbalah bavad, but a kli that's made primarily for the purpose of receiving things, go to chemis at tormel. Like for instance, as we've seen already, a chemis and a tormo, these types of pouches, etc. Ima you gedolim kadesh you ruin leishav alein. If they're big enough that you could sit upon them, ol v'yoshen alein they gold on them. Therefore, people would sit upon them because they're so big. Harim istam medras kol zman shein shleiman. They are still contracting tumas from azav as long as they are complete. Nifchasu, but if they got damaged, avish efshar dain leishav alein. Even though I could still sit upon them, im istam medras they no longer contract tuma from a zav. Sheikar asiyas on the kabbalah, because initially they're essentially made for receiving items. Bilvad hol butlum the kabbal, because once it's nullified from receiving things, taharo, it's taharo milis tame to become tame lo b'medrus lo b'shav tuma. So it's off the books insofar as becoming tame anymore. The kamu shiran. So what is the measurement? You ruin the medrus, and that therefore it would be susceptible to tuma from a zav. Hachemes shiva kavin. So the drinking pouch 7 kavin. Vayalkut chamisha, like the backpack is 5. Vaklastar shetolim basorim broshav hema arba. So that is a bag that's filled with barley that you hang over the neck of an animal. That's 4. Vakrisis shema arim bahamayim seya, and that is a leather sack you pour water into is a seya. Pachlus mishur nelu, anything smaller than this, ainim really medrus, is not contract tuma from zav. Midarach amleisha v'leim, and people don't normally sit upon them. Nifchasu v'tsar makom apachas. Now let's say they were damaged, but I repaired the damaged area. Harein tauren ukiul lo kasher makom apachas, and it's as if I didn't actually tie off the area that was damaged. V'chola chamasos shenifchasu v'tsar antaros. Right, and all the patches, all the pouches that were damaged and were now tied up to fixed again are tahor chutz mishal arvayim, except for the ones that are owned by Arabs. Meshikachi darchan tamad zaran, because Arabs normally what they do is they always bind these things closed. Bechemes chalilin, this is a bag that you store flutes in. Ein mistamev medrus, does not contract tuma from mazav sheharei ina ruil medrus, because it won't be sat upon. Okay, that ends Parak Chav Dalet, and we'll continue with Parak Chav Hey tomorrow.